Alyssa Milano floats conspiracy, you may be thrown in prison for breaking Georgia's heartbeat law. By Joshua Kaplan on May 14, 2019. Actress and left-wing activist Alyssa Milano doubled down on her calls for a sex strike and falsely claimed Tuesday that residents of states with pro-life heartbeat laws could be imprisoned for receiving an abortion. Alyssa Milano made the remarks amid firing off a series of tweets defending her sex strike. A protest launched last week by the actress in response to Georgia's recently implemented heartbeat law prohibiting abortions in the state after a heartbeat is detected, which occurs around the sixth week of pregnancy. Exceptions of the law include cases of rape, incest, or if the life of the mother is in danger. If you get pregnant and exercise your right to choose your own destiny and health care, you may be thrown in prison, Milano wrote on Twitter Monday, before directing her over 3.5 million followers to read an opinion editorial co-authored by activist Waylisa Wilson defending the sex strike. Milano ignited social media with a tweet Friday night calling for women to join her in a sex strike to protest abortion bans passed in several states. The former Charmed star and current cast member of Netflix's Insatiable, which is filmed in Georgia, urged women in her tweet to stop having sex until we get bodily autonomy back. Her declaration came days after Georgia became the fourth state in the U.S. this year to ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. We need to understand how dire the situation is across the country, Milano told the Associated Press on Saturday. It's reminding people that we have control over our own bodies and how we use them. Milano received support from fans and fellow actress Bette Midler joined her in also calling for a sex strike. I hope the hashtag women off Georgia stop having sex with men until these indignities are overturned, Midler said. Milano said the criticism didn't bother her and that her tweet was having her desired effect, which is getting people to talk about the war on women. The 46-year-old actress said she fears one of the laws could eventually be decided by the conservative-leaning U.S. Supreme Court, which Republicans hope will overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion nationwide. That is absolutely horrifying to me, Milano said. Anyone who is not completely and totally outraged by this and doesn't see where this is leading, I think is not taking this threat seriously. Milano said people have to determine for themselves how long the sex strike should last. For her part, she hasn't decided yet how long she will forego sex. The Associated Press contributed to this report.